Te presentamos a la familia Rubio. Ellos hacen todo en familia.
Rompecabezas, viajes a Walmart,
ejercicios, cocinamos,
todo.
Y cuando supieron que la farmacia de Walmart tiene vacunas para todas las edades, desde HPV hasta neumonía,
pues nos fuimos en familia a vacunarnos.
Y de una vez hicimos nuestras compras.
Like, obvio, Abu.
Protege a tu familia con vacunas para todos. Haz una cita hoy con los farmacéuticos expertos de Walmart Pharmacy. Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Sujetas a disponibilidad y ley estatal aplicable. Se aplican restricciones según la edad. Pregúntale a tu farmacéutico por detalles.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into Tide Talk Live. Stacey Blackwood joined, as always, by my good buddy Jake Thomas on this Tuesday evening in Alabama. Jake, how you doing, buddy? Good to talk to you. Cannot wait to dive into the live show tonight.
Man, yeah, Stacey, I'm excited. To be back. It's been probably about nearly 2 weeks probably since we was able to do something. I hope you had a good vacation. That's where you was at. And, of course, I still got the newborn. Everything's going good on my end with her. She's growing like a weed. And hope you had a good vacation. And we're back at it, man. Like you said, there's a lot to talk about. So I'm ready to jump in.
There is. And really, most of it's happened in the last 24 hours or so, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there is a lot to kind of look at and dive into, and we'll talk all about it. Thank you so much for the people already in the show. Trina, you got Lennox, Steven. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
I see you, Lennox. I'm glad you like this beard.
Yeah, I cannot grow a beard, so I'm jealous. But I'll be honest with you, when mine gets like this, I start itching anyway, so I probably wouldn't be good with the beard anyway. But, glad the baby's doing good, all that. Enjoyed my anniversary trip. Me and my wife are fixing to celebrate 13 years of marriage, so we take a yearly trip each February to celebrate that with no kids, so really enjoyed that. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're not already, please subscribe to the channel here on YouTube. We're also free and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and if you listen to us there, in the podcast form, please do leave us a 5-star written review. We would greatly appreciate that. Jump in the live chat if you're watching right now. Give us your thoughts and opinions on just whatever's on your mind. We would love to do that. That's the best thing about the live shows is the ability we have to kind of talk with everybody and chat, live on air. So please do, do that. We would appreciate that. I wouldn't say top shelf to touch his own beard. C-Bama, Roll Tide, good to have you, C-Bama. Thank you guys so much. What we're going to be talking about tonight is really the stuff that's happened over the last 24 hours or so, the last day or two. Of course, they've made 3 coaching hires supposedly over the last couple of days, a couple of portal additions as well. So we're going to talk about those guys and kind of what that means for the program, and just about Coach DeBoer and his first couple months are coming up on a couple months of being the head coach in Tuscaloosa. He kind of made his media stroll today. He joined McElroy and Kublik this morning. He was on with Ryan Fowler this afternoon. So if you want to I'm not saying tune in right now, but look up those interviews after watching our show tonight, and you'll get an idea of how Coach DeBoer is kind of fitting in here in Tuscaloosa. So there is a lot to talk about. They did make a couple of hires yesterday. Obviously, a new offensive line coach, a new tight ends coach, a new linebackers coach or assistant there. So there are some new faces in the coaching staff, Jake. And, you know, it's so hard to kind of get a gauge on these guys because as fans, and we like to hire guys that we know.
Right.
And the truth is, I don't know a ton about the three guys that Alabama's brought in. What's crazy is I know most about Christian Robinson, the guy who's brought in to kind of help coach linebackers. He's a young coach, Jake, a guy with SEC ties. He played at Georgia, was a captain at Georgia on their 2012 team. So a guy with SEC ties, he's coached at Florida. He's coached at Auburn. You know, he served a year under Dave Aranda at Baylor. So one of the best defensive minds in college football. So you have to think that he gathered some good information there, worked with him. So a guy that I think is going to be an elite recruiter and is still growing as a coach. And that's the beauty of this staff, Jake, is I feel like there's a lot of guys that are up and comers. And, you know, you can't say that these are home run hires, because they're still so young in their careers, but I think you have to like the trajectory that a lot of these guys on staff have.
Yeah, you said the best, Stacey. You know, we want home run hires, but we don't know with these three particular guys because, like you said, they're so young. And the biggest thing to me is it seems like Coach DeBoer, he wants to get young guys, young hungry guys, as I would call it. These guys, I guarantee, you know, they're in the biggest stage of college football at Alabama now. So they want to make a name for themselves to potentially, and for Coach DeBoer to potentially start that coaching tree like Nick Saban had, have these guys, you know, build up their resume and potentially seek head coaching jobs in the future. So there's a lot of pressure on these guys, but I feel like Kevin DeBoer would not hire them if he didn't trust in them. So
yeah, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And as far as the Brian Ellis guy, the guy that Alabama brings over from Georgia Southern. He was the offensive coordinator there. Once again, a really young guy, 35 years old, but has connections here in the South, played quarterback at UAB, actually, so has familiarity with the state of Alabama, and a guy that I think is almost – he comes in as the tight ends coach. If you look at his resume, he's never been a tight ends coach. He has a – he's a lot like Nick Sheridan, who's now the offensive coordinator, where he has a lot of experience with quarterbacks and with calling plays. Mm-hmm. So what that tells me is that DeBoer likes his ability to see what the defense is doing and kind of counteract that with his offense. So a young guy with great upside, Georgia Southern had a really good offense last year.
Yeah, they did.
I think they finished inside the top 20 as far as total offense goes last year, or at least passing offense. So, I don't want to say elite hire, but just a good hire, Jake. I mean, a guy that's young and up and coming and has a chance to kind of cut his teeth there in Tuscaloosa. And one thing to remember, it doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. Alabama fans are going to judge you with what you do in Tuscaloosa.
Yep.
And to me, a great example of that, Jake, is Doug Marrone as the offensive line coach. Jake, it wasn't 5 years ago. Doug Marrone was, I mean, widely recognized as maybe the best offensive line coach in football.
Mm-hmm.
And how do Alabama fans remember him?
He was garbage here.
Okay. So the point being is that it don't matter what you've done leading up to taking a job at Alabama. You're going to be judged by what you do when you're roaming the sidelines in Bryant-Denny Stadium. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind as you evaluate and look at these new coaches coming on board to Tuscaloosa.
Right. And one thing that we have said from you know, the get-go is give them time. We got to be patient. You know, that's one word that we don't like as Alabama fans, but we do with this coaching staff, because I believe in this coaching staff. I believe that we're going to get good things out of them. We just got to be patient with them. It may take them a year or two to adjust to SEC level top football, but once they do, I feel like they're going to be really, really strong. And I still feel like they're going to be strong this year as well.
Steven says, if they're young, they don't know any better, which is a good dangerous. Yeah, right. That's a good point. try to get some of these people in the chat. These hires have the potential to build an already great program. These guys want to prove they belong. Yeah, great. That's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get the co-coaches label. That is something weird, but every program is starting to do that. I guess you're probably able to give guys a little bit more money in terms of what their relative to what their title is. So maybe that's why they do that.
Stacey, I know he's already been announced and has been for a little while now, but since we're talking about the coaching staff, I want to bring up Kane Womack. We was talking at work today, me and a couple of guys, and I kind of agree with what was said at work, and I want to get your take on it. But, you know, I hear a lot of fans talking about Alabama's not going to be able to stop the run with a 4-2-5 defense that they're planning on running. But the way we see it, Alabama kind of ran that last year because we had four down linemen. Even though they were outside rushers, we still have four down linemen for the most part with the two guys, you know, in the middle at linebacker. So, honestly, we've been kind of running that style for a while now. So, I think it's going to go well. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the truth is Alabama was in nickel
right
90% of the time last year and maybe even more than that. And that's just going to be their base now. I mean, so there's not going to be a real difference in terms of personnel on the field. You're still going to have Jaheim Otis, Tim Smith, Tim Keenan. You're going to have those guys rotating in and out along the defensive line. You're going to have your two edge rushers. You know, who knows who those guys are going to be? Kondarius Robinson, Keanu Cote, maybe Keon Keeley, names like that, and maybe Noah Carter, the freshman. So you're still going to have your talented edge rushers and your big physical interior defensive linemen. The biggest difference, Jake, is the fact that the back end, the positions are called different. Right. There's no more star. Now there's going to be a Husky. So it's just terminology is going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. But as far as personnel goes, it's not going to be much different.
Right. I agree with that. And Ben says some fans want instant results. Let's let the guys build a program their way. I agree with that. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. Instant gratification is something that not even just in football, just as a society, we struggle with. So it's I'm confident that Coach DeBoer, I mean, he's a proven winner. So right. Until he proves something different, that's what I'm going to believe he is, because I mean he's won everywhere he's been. He seems to have the right temperament as far as being patient, hiring the right guys to kind of fit what he wants to do. He's not trying to duplicate what Saban did, because if he wanted to duplicate what Saban did, he would have hired a bunch of guys with nothing but SEC ties. He would have tried to, you know, it would have went the wrong direction quick.
Right.
But what Coach DeBoer has done is he says, you know what, I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to build on what Coach Saban has done, but do it in the way, in the direction that I see best for what I want to do on the field in between the lines. So you just got to give DeBoer time, let him do what he wants to do, and kind of coach the team and hire the guys that he wants to be a part of his program, because he's proven time and time again that he can create a positive place to be successful in college football. So I think fans need to be patient, and they need to trust in the new process. I mean, that's the best way to put it. This is the new process. Just because it's different doesn't mean isn't going to work.
Right. And one more thing about Alabama, you know, people are talking about they're not going to be able to start the run. Last year when South Alabama destroyed Oklahoma State, you know, Ollie Gordon III, he was their best. He had over 1,700 yards rushing. I think he only had 34 yards in that game. Of course, I think it was only like four carries. He might have got hurt. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but still, you know, it seemed like they had a beat on him during that game. So I'm not too worried about that aspect.
Well, the what Alabama's going to like most about the defense, and Stephen kind of alludes to it here, is the downhill rush. They yeah. are all about – it's called the 4-2-5 swarm.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be aggressive. They're not going to sit. I'm just going to tell you right now, I would be shocked if there was a lot of three-man rushes like we've saw over the last few seasons. I would be shocked.
Yeah, I agree. And
I don't think we're going to see our best pass rushers dropping into coverage very often. I'm excited about what this defense could look like. And speaking of that defense, we'll talk about the Keon Sabb, Jake.
Man.
The guy from Michigan. Really good player, Jake. I mean, top 100 prospect, come out of high school. Played his senior year at IMG Academy. So, you know, he was coached really good his senior season. Played with a lot of highly talented kids. Was a high school teammate of Jahad Campbell. They're the same class. So, golly, imagine that defense in high school. Jahad Campbell and Keon Sabb.
Golly.
And people keep talking. I see your comment there, Steven, but he was third string safety. Yeah, I guess. But all I know is that dude made 6 tackles in the national championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells me that he had a significant role in that defense. If in the national championship game, you play enough to put together 6 tackles as a young player, I think that shows that that the Michigan staff liked him. And I'm going to trust that Michigan staff. I mean, they just won a national championship, and they got more guys going to the NFL combine than any team's ever had before with 20. It's either 19 or 20. Unbelievable.
Jeez, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's not even Alabama's ever had that many,
right?
In one year. So that just goes to show you how good that Michigan football team was, and the fact that as a second year player, Keon Sabb on the best defense in the country was able to make the amount of plays that he was able to make. I mean, I think he had a pick 6 against Minnesota this last year. You look at his PFF rating, Jake. I think he rated in the mid-80s as a pass and pass coverage. I think as far as what his role will be, right now, if I had to guess, he's going to be one of the starting safeties alongside Devontae Smith, and Alabama will have Malachi Moore playing that Husky position, who's, you know, more versatile, playing in the box, playing against the run, you know, playing that slot corner. So I like what this secondary could potentially look like, Jake. It's starting to take shape.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. And he's not the only big, secondary acquisition we got over the offseason. You know, we got Damani Jackson to fill one of those cornerback spots. So, yeah, and we talked about it before over and over again about the 2024 class coming in and the secondary. So, you know, there's not besides Malachi and a few other guys, there's not a lot of experience there, but there's a lot of potential talent and a lot of potential big name stars that will come up within a few years. But getting Sav and Damani will kind of help ease that transition to when some of those guys start playing here in a few years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And another portal addition that was kind of made in the the twilight hours, yeah, was Washington transfer tight end. I'm not sure how you say his last name. I think it's Cuevas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Josh Cuevas, Jake, a guy who, man, I'm telling you, he had like 4 catches last year, but averaged like 50 yards a catch.
Wow.
He is a true pass-catching tight end, and I think this is a good indicator, which Brock brings up the point, that Caleb Odom may be going to wide receiver.
That's wild.
Because now, if he does, that's 7 tight ends on the roster.
Yeah.
So, I think that bringing Josh on board is going to be big, or is a good indication that Caleb Odom could be playing wide receiver for Alabama.
And, man, you talk about, you know, huge, if that is the case. I mean, Caleb Odom is a big, lanky, 6'5" guy. So, he can probably go up and get a lot of jump balls. And I'm not sure what his 40 time is, but I saw some highlights. He's got some speed.
He's a legit 4-5 in my opinion.
So I mean, he fits, and he's going, you know, he could go right down the seam and bust one. So you know, if he does move to wide receiver, Cuevas could potentially be that tight end guy we go to next year. So that's a good pickup for Kalen DeBoer and the coaching staff.
And you got to remember, C.J. Dupree is still there. Robbie Utes is still there. Danny Lewis is still there. Ty Lockwood is there. There's plenty of options. But none of those guys, in my opinion, are true pass-catching threats in the way that Cuevas is. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying this upcoming season that Cuevas is going to have a large role in this offense. But I do think in the future, down the line, he could be a really good player for this Alabama team. So I think it's a good addition, maybe not for 2024. I mean, he could be. But I think down the road, it could be a really good addition to this offense.
Yeah, I agree. And one other thing about Odom potentially moving to wide receiver, if he sees some time this year, you know, you potentially have Ryan Williams on the outside. So, you know, a lot of eyes are going to be on him, and you potentially could get Odom, and like I said, right up a seam and be wide open. So there's a lot of opportunity for this offense to be elite this year. I don't think, you know, we get that quarterback situation, you know, figured out. This team offensively is going to be elite, Stacey. I have no doubt about it.
Well, Coach DeBoer's offense, it's all about being multiple. It's all about being able to make the defense miserable. And not only in their preparation, Jake, but then when you get on the field in between the lines, not just your scripted plays, but when you adjust and you find, you know, mismatches that you like in the game. So I'm with you, Jake. I think this offense, with what they have coming back at the skill position spots, even I don't even care who the quarterback is, Jake, because I'm confident that Alabama has four quarterbacks that could play. I'm confident in that. Mm-hmm. The offensive line, more specifically tackle, has to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
If Alabama can just be good, average, at offensive tackle, this offense could be really special in 2024, regardless of who the quarterback is, because of the amount of weapons this offense has, whether it's at receiver, at running back, at tight end. There's so many versatile athletes, Jake, that it's going to be scary. And I don't think people are respecting enough that all they've talked about is Ryan Grubb being gone.
Right.
People need to understand this is not Ryan Grubb's offense. This is Kalen DeBoer's offense.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to have his hands in the play calling. He was going to have his hands in the game planning, regardless of who was calling plays on Saturday or who holds the title of offensive coordinator. This is DeBoer's offense. He is going to be heavily involved with how the games are game planned for and then, you know, called in the game itself.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. You know, a lot of people was upset about Ryan Grove leaving, but like you said, it's Kalen DeBoer's offense. He's going to be in the thick of things with game planning and creating the matchups needed to move this offense forward. And like you said, I'm with you. I feel like we have four capable quarterbacks, and like you said, we get that offensive line figured out with all the weapons we have. Man, you can play quarterback at Alabama and still be successful.
Let's not go that far.
But that's how confident I am with the talent we have on this offensive side. And I really feel like the running backs are going to show out this year as well in this offense.
Yeah, and Brock asked about the offensive line coach. You know, he is a guy who I thought did a really good job at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hasn't really, if you look at who he's kind of recruited, he's not what I would call an elite recruiter, but I think if you're a good recruiter for anybody else, once you get that logo, the Alabama logo on your polo, when you walk into some kid's living room, that changes things. So I like Kapilovic. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
I think he's a good coach. I think he did a good job at Michigan State. He's had ties to the South, coaching at Southern Miss and Alabama State. He played offensive line in college at Missouri State. He's coached at Colorado. So he's coached at multiple places, Jake, and he's kind of built a reputation of kind of being that kind of a throwback offensive line coach where he's kind of rough around the edges, just your typical offensive line coach or what you picture as what an offensive line coach would be. So I think he's a good hire with the potential of being a really, really good hire.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. I saw a lot of people comment about they didn't think it was a good move because of what happened last year at Michigan State. But Michigan State's offensive line was decimated with injuries last year.
Yes. Last year was not a fair
– No.
Plus, that whole program was in shambles.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure those guys melted in early on.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like he's going to be good. I'm having trouble with my tag here. My bad. But he's going to be good. I think once he gets settled, he's going to make a name for himself as well.
Well, the good news for him is that he's got a good nucleus on the center, that in the middle of that offensive line, with Brailsford coming over from Washington as the center, and you got two guards, Tyler Booker and Jaden Roberts, who are good as any guards in the country. So you have a good nucleus there, but Alabama has to find some tackles. They may be on the roster right now, Jake, but there's really only about four. I mean, you're talking about Will Conformby, Miles McVay, the kid who transferred from Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. That's basically it.
Right.
So you're very thin at offensive tackle right now, and I'm assuming that is going to be a massive target in the spring transfer portal window, which will be at the end of April, I believe.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. We got to shore up the tackles positions, but overall, like you said, that nucleus inside, it's probably one of the best in college football. Just my honest opinion about it.
Yeah, I like what we have there. You got to be excited, because I think they're good leaders too. I don't know about Brailsford, right, but obviously Tyler Booker's, you know, maybe the best leader on the team, and Jaden Roberts is just one of those guys that when people start talking about him, you can tell he's about the right stuff. They say he's relentless in the weight room. He's got great worth ethic. So excited about what they have there on the interior. Just shore up those tackle spots, and Alabama should be firing on all cylinders on offense in 2024.
Yeah, I agree, man. I'm excited. You know, the season can't get here quick enough. We got to go through a whole daggum summer, though.
Well, the good news is they will, start spring practice in, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I want to say they start March 4th, I think, is the tentative start date for spring practice. They're already in the fourth quarter program. I'm sure people have seen some of that stuff on Twitter. So excited about that, because, you know, this is where championship teams are made. This time of year is where teams put in that extra work. The guys put in that extra work to get better. Jake, it's easy for guys to want to practice when the season's right around the corner. But when you're several months out from the end of August and into September, it's a lot harder to get motivated to put the work in that it takes to be successful. So this time of year is key for all teams across the country. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on Tuscaloosa, you know, during spring football. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this team looks like when A-Day rolls around in April.
Yeah, I'm excited about A-Day. We won't see a lot, but we'll see how the offense is going to flow, and we're going to see that new look defense as well. So, Ben said, I'm ready for to kick this new era off. I'm with you, Ben. It's I think I'm over the emotion of losing Saban. It was, you know, off top a little bit. It was good to see him at the basketball game the other night. So he's still around, supporting the program, supporting the other programs, which is great. And that's what it's all about, Alabama. It's like family. You know, you love to see the players go and support the other sports and everything. So it's just one big family down there. And Saban said he's still going to be a part of it. So I love that mindset.
Yeah, that's great. It's I miss Saban, obviously, but it's kind of it's refreshing to to have something else to look forward to, because you knew what you were getting with Saban. I mean, there was no wondering, there was no guessing. You knew what you were getting with Coach Saban, and now it's something new, and just because it's new and different, like I said, doesn't mean it's not going to work. So to say I'm excited about the Kalen DeBoer era of Alabama football is a massive understatement.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited to get it going. And Piano Man said, I wish all of us could be at A-Day. Yeah, that man, would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll go or not. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, I hadn't really either. You know, one of these days, maybe, you know, in the future, probably like 30 years from now, if we're still doing this, maybe we could – have like a little tent set up, be the Tie Talk Live tent. You can come visit us and all that.
I hope not in 30 years, Jake. In 30 years, I want to kind of be retired from everything.
Well, that's true. You know, I mean, but
we'll go 5 years. Let's close that window a little bit.
About 5 years, but you know, it could happen. But you know, it'd be great to meet everybody eventually one time, and you know, while we're doing this, and thank you personally for our support, you know, in person.
Trina says what we need to be in T-Town for a day. We will do our best. I'm going to wait on, she's going to be there. I'm going to wait on the weather. I would hate to get down there and it be nasty weather.
Oh gosh.
Even though I'm not even that far. I mean, we're less than 2 hours, so.
Yeah, we can get there pretty quick. This team said, why don't we turn it down? I won't.
Give us her name. We'll give her a Roll Tide.
Yeah. Is she like a Missouri fan or something? I think.
Think so.
Yeah. Because that's going to be a fun household this year if that's the case.
Oh, yeah. They. Trina says, I'm 3,000 miles away and want to be there.
Yeah.
Well, if you start now, you might can make it if you start driving. You might can make it by April.
Whew, geez. Lauren, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the matchup later this year.
So he said no. So she's not a Missouri fan. So what fan is she? You know, Steven, I would like to know.
Why do we both think that?
I don't know. For some reason, I guess because they live in Missouri. I guess maybe. But have it every other year meeting A Day. I wish, you know, if I could get every
year. That's a good idea.
It could be.
We're all about new ideas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Any new ideas you want us to do on the show, you know, give it to us. We'd love to talk about it as well.
Ben Ross, I'd make an 8-hour trip to T-Town from South Georgia. That'd be great. All right, let's get back on topic real quick, Jake. They did officially make the official announcement today that Nick Sheridan is the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, and Jamarcus Shepherd, his title is about as long as it is from here to Tuscaloosa. He's the assistant head coach, co-offensive coordinator, and the wide receivers coach. So excited about especially Jamarcus Shepherd, Jake. I love Jamarcus Shepherd. I think he is one of the best coaches in the country.
Yep.
I think he's a great motivator. I think he's a great recruiter. I think he's a great on the field coach. So excited about the offensive staff that Alabama has right now. And I think they have a chance to, like we've been talking about, have a special season.
Yeah. I'm excited about the offensive coordinator, Nick Sheridan and Jamarcus Russell, man. I feel like Russell's going to Shepherd. I feel like he's going to get the most out of our wide receivers this year, and I feel like our wide receivers, they're going to be a step or two level above what they have been the last several years.
I agree.
You know, so I'm excited about getting him on board.
Yeah, I think I don't want to say the receivers have left a lot to be desired since Devontae Smith left, but I thought there would be some drop off, Jake, but I thought we could have been better at receiver the past couple seasons. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. And I know we had that year of J-Mo and John Mechie, but after those two guys, Jake, it was not good.
Right.
It was not good. And we saw that in that national championship game. There was nobody behind those two guys that could be a consistent playmaker.
No.
And it cost us a national championship, Jake. And, you know, and look, stuff happens, but I think it was time for a new start, especially with that position group, because there's way too much talent in that receiver room not to have more big plays from that group. So I'm really excited about what Jamarcus Shepherd could help this wide receiver room accomplish in the future.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. I felt like we could see at least one star emerge. You know, out of that group, but we never did. It was a lot of, I would say, spinning their wheels. You know, we would have flashes like Ja'Cory Brooks, you know, had flashes here and there. Isaiah Vaughn had flashes. Even Burton, I would say, probably become the most consistent guy this past season. But even his first year there at Alabama, he had a lot of drops, which is uncharacteristic at Alabama. You know, have a lot of drops like that in big-time situations. They kind of fits that this past year, but I don't see that being much of an issue here moving forward.
Yeah, yeah, I agree 100%. I think the receivers are going to be, you know, one of the strengths of the team this season. So really excited about that group. And the truth is, I know he's a freshman, but Ryan Williams is the – I mean, he headlines that group because I really believe he's that special. I really do.
Yeah, I agree, man. I'm excited to see what he can do on the field. I'm excited to get him on the field and, you know, probably alleviate a lot of attention, but – He's a guy that can be quick enough, and I feel like he can he's got a lot of good moves as well and route running. He can make a make a couple of plays. So I'm excited to get him going.
Yeah, I'm going to get to this question real quick from Steven, and then we're going to start to wrap this up. He says, "Did we upgrade in the secondary from losing Downs?" Look, we're not going to upgrade the secondary from 2023. Because we had two first-round corners and a safety in Caleb Downs that in not this next draft or the next, but in the next one, whatever it is, whatever, 2026 draft? Yeah. No, 2026 draft will likely be a first-round pick, probably going to be an All-American this season in college football. You're not going to upgrade from that because it's just too much attrition, too much high-level talent attrition. Now, I'll say this. I think Alabama has elite talent in the secondary on campus, but there's just not a ton of experience. So I don't think we upgraded. I think considering what was lost, and especially with this recent addition of Keon Sabb, that the secondary will be better than what I think most people will anticipate.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. I losing Downs hurts because, I mean, he was an all-freshman All-American. I mean, he was set up to potentially be a future star and already is, honestly. But it's hard to replace that kind of, talent. But getting some of these guys in the portal so far in the secondary really alleviate that. And maybe it's not going to be up to that star power, but there's a lot of good players, a lot of great players still there that can make a name for themselves this upcoming year. And with it being a new era with the defense, I think a lot of guys are going to have a good opportunity. I feel like a lot of these young guys may see some playing time just to get the ball rolling. In Barkway, you might see him some, so he's another guy that's really, 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 really quick. So I'm excited to see what he can do in the future as well. But I'm excited what the secondary can do this year.
Yeah, no doubt. There's just too much unknown with that group right now because there's so little experience. But I do like the talent that's back there for sure.
I agree.
All right, guys. Hey, that's going to wrap up our show today. But we got a quick programming note. We're going to be starting to kind of look at each position group before spring practice really gets picking up. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to go through every position group on the team, kind of talk about, who's gone from last year, who's back and who's new, and kind of also what we're kind of projecting that specific group to kind of look like here in 2024. So we'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks. So be looking forward to that. We'll probably release an episode. They won't be live shows, but we'll release those as premieres on YouTube and on podcast form as well. Probably here and start in the next couple of days or so. So be looking out for that as well. Guys, thank you so much for watching the show. Been a lot of fun. Always enjoy doing these live shows to be able to interact with you there in the live chat. So appreciate that. If you're catching this on rewatch, please jump in the comment section and let us know your thoughts on the show. Let us know your thoughts on the entire coaching staff that Coach DeBoer's put together. Some of the new transfer portal additions as well. Would love to get your thoughts on those guys. Make sure you do smash that thumbs up button as well. And if you listen to us on podcast form, please leave us that 5-star written review there on Apple Podcasts. Really excited about what we're doing here on the Believe Network. And looking forward to all the opportunities that we're going to have in the coming year. So cannot wait. Got a lot to look forward to over the next couple of weeks with all these position previews. So make sure you are subscribed to the channel and hit that bell notification so you don't miss any of our new content here on the channel. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Trina. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Piano Man. Roll Tide, everybody. We'll see you soon. Cannot wait to be back again. But until then, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Te presentamos a la familia Rubio. Ellos hacen todo en familia.
Rompecabezas, viajes a Walmart,
ejercicios, cocinamos,
todo.
Y cuando supieron que la farmacia de Walmart tiene vacunas para todas las edades, desde HPV hasta neumonía,
pues nos fuimos en familia a vacunarnos.
Y de una vez hicimos nuestras compras.
Like, obvio, Abu.
Protege a tu familia con vacunas para todos. Haz una cita hoy con los farmacéuticos expertos de Walmart Pharmacy. Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Sujetas a disponibilidad y ley estatal aplicable. Se aplican restricciones según la edad. Pregúntale a tu farmacéutico por detalle.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.